The RNA is a waste.
Well, you know, I'm a diligent person, and he's the guy, when I put a quarter down for a tip, and then I go out, and he goes back, and he picks his head down and cashes in my quarter, you know. So he says, he's the guy that says, the goddamn foreign India, who needs it, you know? Why do we support our status? Well, this is the other, the orthodox. I don't think they should spend $6 billion, but I think they should spend some money on foreign aid, because if they don't do it, somebody else will. But where the apple is rotten is where they just pour a blind to accomplish their belly pools and
something that a lot of people in Washington have said about Johnson is a very sensitive president. He's sensitive to what the people want. And they want stuff shopped. And what he's doing, he's cutting a hell of a lot of these budgets. And many administrators have said it's good because many, many departments will have to become economical. In other words, you won't have 50 people doing 10 people's jobs. This is what happens. Now, there's nothing wrong with supporting, say, León de Progreso. It's a good idea. But to support Algeria, well, communist Russia and communist China is supporting Algeria too.
Well, that's right.
And to support Poland, Yugoslavia, Bulgaria, Hungary is stupid. Because all we're doing is giving these guys weapons.
Some of the South
American companies, I'm not sure,
some of the South American companies, they don't know yet how to behave. They don't know what to do with the money. It's like giving a kid $20 or $30, you know. They don't know how to spend it. They don't know how to invest it. But if a country like Denmark or Germany or any other, through some disaster or political struggle, has an economy, then I'm all for it to support Israel. Because eventually you'll get it back, their allies and their loyalty.
No, this is something else about even Europe. By God, France, Germany, England, all the countries involved in the First World War, excepting Finland, haven't paid back their debts to the United States. They out and out borrowed so much money, no interest, but they won't even pay back the prisoners. Finland is the only one who, borrowing money from the United States in World War II and World War I, has paid back the money, and though it was loaned to them with no interest, has given an interest on
it. One of the poorest countries in Europe today.
Right. But at the same time, there's one of the staunchest allies in the United States, and the rest of these countries, France and Germany, the Scandinavian countries, all have
played play with the money.
They have no respect for the country that wins the money. Okay, let's talk about Christmas, the damn season. Rudolph, do you know why Rudolph is recently called the brown-nosed reindeer?
No.
The reindeer in front stopped short.
Well, it's all in the end. Oh, wow. I so do.
Do you know how they divide the boys and the men on Fire Island?
No, how?
With a crowbar.
What's that?
Crowbar. Have you ever seen this instrument? It goes like this and you open wooden boxes with it.
A big
steel
bar. You pull out the nail,
How do you get the boys?
You separate.
How do you get the boys away from the men out in Fire Island?
Now you separate them.
No.
Well, I have to change his. You have to take a crowbar, put it in between them, and
hand and push him apart. That's what he said. Poison that. I'm sorry, Alan.
Oh!
Okay.
You like that. You look very much like
him. You're not kidding. He doesn't even have to do
that.
Well,
hey? Well, you still got that.
No,
Yes, it's Flint. No, it's Martin.
Oh, yes.
And he's going to come out like a snowman. I mean, that good. I mean, that kid's
better. He already did. He came up from the chimney.
Did you see the last
Public
Affairs show? I
think
so.
Yeah.
With the different eyes. I thought
that
was
very good. Good.
When they were in the courthouse.
You know, I could never, yeah, he plays strong. I can, on him you can't tell whether he plays drunk. He plays drunk so well, even with the talk. Some actors, when they're drunk, they just go like this. But he even talks with a heavy tongue, like when you're, you know, having a bad
time.
Yeah. George, if you don't come out right away, we open the packages without you.
I'm just afraid I got about the book. I want to do it. I know, I know. That's how I
Why
that?
I'm
not
my home.
I can't get
a jacket.
Hello.
Can we
all
have a
jacket?
Yeah,
I'm
going to give it to you.
This is not your bed.
No, I'm going to sit over here where I sat last year.
Lena Kratznos was in Sweden last year.
What do I say?
Pick up a person and read its name.
How shall I?
You don't have to.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a nigga by the toe.
I mean, try to do
it.
Yeah, hold it a second. I want to put on some music.
Listen, we put out packages.